area you say is real. Tell him the area he has proved himself as Jesus is real. Tell him. Tell him, tell him. Tell him. Today is the first day of the month of March. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him the area you have found him real. And if you are the one that made him a failure, tell him have mercy. Tell him have mercy. Tell him have mercy. Before you say this is not good, it's not real, assess yourself. Are you sure it's not from your end? Are you sure it's not from your end? You are not at fault. So be careful when you say it's not real. Be sure you don't count your complaint, but rather count your blessings. Count your blessings. It's real. It's real. Jesus is real. Count, count, count. Jesus is real.
Jesus, oh, you've captured my heart, my love, my love, my love.
Media, give us Numbers 22, verse 12. Father, thank you for yet a continuation of 24 hours. Thank you for the month of March. Thank you for the victory you have already given to your church. Thank you for liberation you have already given to your church. Thank you for the good things you have already given to your church. Thank you for the preservation you have already given to your church. Jesus, thank you for the joy you have given to your church. Thank you for the price you paid complete for your church. Thank you because you gave us the right to praise you all the days of our lives. Because we were bought and we were sought from your blood. What a costly portion of price you paid for us. Thank you, you gave us this victory down many years ago, thousands of years, and today it keep on paying. It keep on recalling. It keep on retaining. That price that was once paid is forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the joy. Thank you because our families are intact. The church is complete. The church is full of joy. The church is not empty. There are people that you have captured their hearts. There are people that have surrendered their life to you. And you are the founder that you are real. Hallowed be thy name. We did not come tonight to beg. We will not come tonight to pray. We did not come tonight to tell you, Jesus, see where it's hurting me. We came tonight to say, Jesus, thank you. We came tonight to say, Jesus, thank you. We came tonight to say, Jesus, well done. We came tonight to say, how great are you? We came tonight to say, you did it all. We came tonight to say, you have settled it all. We came tonight to say we can see you walking with us, confirming your words with signs and wonders. That is why we are here, Jesus. Jesus, we are here for you. Jesus, we are here to celebrate you. Jesus, we are here to exalt you. Jesus, we are here to tell you your Lord. Jesus, we are here to say, tell you that you are our Lord. You are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. Hallelujah. Where will I have a thousand tongues to tell how much you love us, to say what you have done, the unseen battle, the miracles, you go ahead of us, the power in your blood, the power in your blood, the power in your name is working it out for us, answers to prayers. Surprises, wonders, how great thou art, how mighty thou art, excellent Jehovah. We came here to say thank you. We came here to say you love us. We came here to say if not you, we'd have been robbed. If it is not you, we would have been forgotten. Jesus we came to see. If you did not die on the cross, that the curtain of the temple was split open, where we would have gotten money to pay for the price of our sicknesses, to pay for the price of our families, that has been long condemned. But you redeem us, you save us, you lift us up. Where we would have been forgotten, your love sought us and found us. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, you're real. We've come to say you're real. We've come to say you're real. We've come to say you're real. The only point is that, Jesus, we lack words to explain how, to tell the world how, to announce how. But Daddy, we say thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for this great gift you give to man. Be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I think Acts 14, verse what? Is it verse 4 says that when they saw the boldness of Peter, that when they saw the victory of Peter and all the disciples that were walking with Peter, when God decided to disappoint the enemies of Jesus' disciples, and they saw that they were not intimidated, they saw that they were bold enough, and all of them said, no wonder, these people have been walking with Jesus. These people have been walking with Jesus. Can you give God a great shout? For your walking in Jesus has given you this victory. Can you give God a great shout? A shout of victory. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. Shout of victory. There was a group of people that were walking on their way of liberation. There were a group of people that were walking in their way of freedom. There were a group of people that were walking towards their Canaan land, towards their freedom, toward their God's given destiny. But an enemy showed up. And an enemy noticed that the only way he can stop these people is to bring up a man qualified to curse them. That if that man places a curse on them, no matter who, what, that it will affect them. But when that man that was qualified to curse came among the people to condemn the people, to close the doors of chapel of priests, to take the heart of people away from God, to make sure the name of Jesus is not heard again among the people, to make sure the true God will not be worshipped on campus, to make sure all the youth walks in the direction of evil. But when the man came, when the people came, they touched God's anointed, the people of God, the people of Jesus. They never knew there was a God who sits in heaven and look at the affairs of men on earth. They never knew there's a God who sits in heaven, who is sitting in heaven, and look at how men can imagine vain things. And that God laughed. They never knew there's a creator that created the whole world and created every creature on this earth. That when he says no, no man can say yes. That when he opened a door, no man can close. At the appointed time, the creator appeared to the qualified man. The creator appeared to the man on earth that when he determines his stance, where everybody believes he can do it. He has been doing it, so he will do it again. And God, the Almighty God, appeared. I read. And And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not cause the people, for they are what? For they are what? For they are what? Can someone shout Jesus? Can someone shout Jesus? Can someone shout Jesus? I declare upon your life in the month of March that as far as you identify yourself with Jesus in Chapel of Praise, you and your family, you will never be under a curse. You will be under blessings. You will never run under the curse. You will run under the blessings of God. Your life, your destiny will never see curses. We'll go see blessings all the days of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the sound of the Lord shall sound in the camp of his people. And he shall declare, these are the blessed of the Lord. These are the blessed of the Lord. I declare no more curses. The one your mother caused you tonight is dissolved and is destroyed. The one your father caused you by the blood of Jesus is wiped away. The one your family causes has been following you tonight is wiped away. The blessings of the Lord, the Bible says, and he created them male and female, and he blessed them and said, be fruitful. I declare the blessings of the Lord rest upon you in the name of Jesus. In the night you are blessed. As you are going out, you are blessed. As you are coming in, you are blessed. As you eat, you are blessed. As you go for lectures, you are blessed. In the day, you are blessed. In your destiny, you are blessed. In your finances, you are blessed. In your health, you are blessed. In your working, you are blessed. As you travel, you are blessed. As you walk on the road, you are blessed. Your family is blessed because of you. The nation shall call you blessed. Any man that has been agreeing with the devil to torture you, tonight comes to an end. The affliction is over. The affliction is over. The affliction is over. The affliction is over. From today, you are blessed. I declare you receive rest. Receive peace. Receive joy. Receive breakthrough. Receive upliftment. Receive greatness. I say, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your womb. May the Lord bless the works of your hands. May the Lord bless your life. May the Lord bless your destiny. May the Lord bless your career. May Jehovah God bless your life. May he bless your health. May he bless your Bible. May God bless your books. May God bless your lecturer. May God bless your mattress. May God bless your gas. May God bless your stove. May God bless your ministry. May God bless his people. Every organs of your life will bring blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus, every organs in your body will bless you. Will work as a blessing. The water you drink is blessed. The food you eat is blessed. The food you eat is blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Don't join these evil people to curse my people. For these ones have been blessed. Chapel of Praise members, God has blessed you. God has blessed you. God has blessed you. God has blessed you. I lift up my hands and I declare, Lord, whosoever is ready to curse this one, sir, I declare him silent for eternity. I declare him be silent for eternity. I declare him be silent for eternity. I declare him or her be silent from eternity. I declare such altars catch fire. I declare such altars catch fire. Come someone shout, I am the blessed of the Lord. 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 My destiny is blessed. Can you open your mouth and declare, I am blessed? Open your mouth, declare. Declare. Every area of your life is blessed. As you put on your dress, God had already blessed it. Nobody shall give you a gift. Your room is blessed. Your footstep, God has blessed it. You are blessed of the Lord. From the beginning, God blessed the world. God blessed the people he created. Your voice is blessed because your voice will carry favor. Your steps are blessed because God will honor your steps. Your name is blessed. Any name that fights you from today blesses you. Whosoever was fighting you from today blesses you. Whatsoever was giving you trouble today give you peace. They will walk in peace. They will be a source of blessing. Oh God Jesus, you're coming to church, God shall bless you. No more punishment. No more suffering because you're saving God. From today, you're blessed. God send a warning to everyone that is out to cause Chapel of Praise. Send warning to them. Send warning to them that these people are the blessed of the Lord. God send warning to them. Stop them, for these are the blessed of the Lord. Can someone shout, thank you, Jesus? Can you be seated? Happy new month once again. Happy new month, blessed of the Lord. Happy new one, the people that God has blessed. You don't answer me. You have been blessed in Jesus' name. You have been blessed in Jesus' name. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are. So everything that was written in the day, in the night, or program ahead for the month of March for you to cry to see shame, tonight God has canceled it. Amen. Tonight it has been put to an end. Amen. That you are the people God had already been blessed. Say, I am blessed. I am blessed. Peradventure, anything ill come your way, tell that thing, go away. Can't you see I'm blessed of the Lord? And I declare no weapon formed against you in the month of March shall prosper in your life. Shall prosper in everything around you. Rather, the people around you shall receive blessings. Yes, because you will be the blessed of the Lord. And you will be a blessing to all. In Jesus' mighty name. There's this few things I want to say. I want to say something about what the choir told us, that Jesus is real. Tonight, we are looking into the power in the name of Jesus. But this is how I will go. That in this month of March, in this month of March, you must know the name called, let me hear, Jesus. Know the name called Jesus. Walk with the name called Jesus. I want to tell you, if you seek to know the name called Jesus, immediately you start laying your focus, your emphasis on everything you do as a Christian. Immediately you focus your attention that there is a particular name that has been given to the whole world. That the Bible record, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Mary was told, you will call his name Jesus, the Savior of the world. I want to tell you that immediately you see Jesus, as far as you are a Christian, as far as you are who? A Christian. As far as you call yourself who? A Christian. You should realize the source of the name. That the source of that name, Christian, given to those who worship God, are only given to those who worship God through who? Through who? Through who? Because when they saw the disciples, the way they walk in Antioch, they said, of the truth, this one has been walking with Christ. And it was announced that these are who? Christians. So if you call yourself a Christian and you believe in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, praying in the name of Jesus, and you don't know who is called Jesus, you don't sit down to study more about this man called Jesus. You don't seek to know him better. You may likely be wasting your time. One, you may likely be taking a 1% of the blessing God has given to you through his dear son, Jesus. Because the more you know him, the more you are what? Blessed. The more you recognize who he is as far as this planet Earth is concerned, the more you will be more blessed. You must realize that without Jesus, your prayers cannot be what? How many of us believe that? Let me see your hand. Please, if you did not know, no. He said, anything you ask the Father in my name, I will do what? I will do what? I will ask the Father. The songwriter says, more about Jesus, let me know. More of his saving fullness, more of his love. Who died for me? Something like that. More of his love. Me. More. More about Jesus. More. More about. More of his saving fullness. More of his love who died for me. When once you realize this Jesus, there's something the Father of Jesus will give to you. And that thing is what? The Holy Spirit. God will drop his Spirit upon your life. Come, let me share something with you. If you're speaking in tongues, if you can speak in tongues, don't be satisfied that you have the Holy Spirit. Until you can have the Holy Spirit, the one we call infilling, that as you carry your steps, you hear him speak audibly to you. You hear him telling you you're wrong when you want to commit sin. You hear him telling you, stand up and pray. You hear him warning you, you have not read the Bible today. You hear him speaking, this is the way you should go. No matter how you have faith in God, if you don't have faith that is led and empowered by the Holy Spirit, your faith may waver at any time. That is why a little thing that happened, you will say, Jesus is not real. Jesus is what? Scam. The people that say Jesus is scam are those who don't know more about Jesus. Are those that because they don't know about Jesus, so God has not given them the spirit of Jesus. Because if you know more about Jesus, the faith you have will always record in your life that faith cometh by hearing, and by what? Hearing the word of God. The second hearing will be said by the Spirit of Jesus that has been deposited in you. So how much do you know Jesus? I think John said, if my word abide in you, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, he said, whatsoever you ask shall what be given. Media, give me that message. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, whatsoever you do, what you ask, it shall be what given. That's how far you carry Jesus as the Messiah. How far you carry Jesus as the only Savior. How far you carry Jesus. For nobody goeth to the Father but by Jesus. As far as you call yourself a Christian, in this month of March, Jesus is waiting for those who knows him much. If you know Jesus much, nobody will ask you to save him. If you know Jesus much, you will not wait to be told that when you are singing in the choir, you are exalting Jesus. He said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall do what? Whatsoever he does, what? You see, we have been praying, Father, let thy will be done. Let it be according to thy will. But he said, if you abide in me and I abide and my words abide in you, you will do what? Ask whatsoever ye will, and it shall be what? Because I am Jesus. If you carry Jesus, how do you carry Jesus? Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. What are the things he said you should not do? Don't do them. That is how to carry Jesus. He said, for all of them that has believed in my name, this sign shall do what? Follow them. They shall cast out demons. Why? When Jesus said, he shall do more than what I've done, meaning, if you have more of me in you, the Christ in me, the hope of all glory. Learn to recognize Jesus in your life. Start from today to front Jesus in everything you do. He died of a broken heart for me. He died of a broken heart. Oh, wondrous cross it was. People don't know that song. For me, it's a hymn. He died. Choir. Of a broken heart. It is in the hymn book. Oh, wondrous love it was for me. He died of a broken heart. Every covenant you want to be restored only by Jesus. Because he said, this is the blood of my new covenant. And you're busy struggling with the covenant of your forefathers. Covenant that was, we are talking about curses. This family, nobody shall marry. This family, nobody shall pass the age of 50. This family, nothing. And you have been praying all the day long, struggling. Where is Jesus in your life? Where have you positioned him? What do you know about him? The floor you sweep in church, who do you sweep the floor for? The
the instrument you play, the song you sing. You're not entertaining people. There's no entertainment in church, but exalting the name of Jesus in church. Glorifying the name of Jesus in church. So if they ask you, come and lead in chorus, and you come, you size the congregation. This is what they like. They will dance very well. I can assure you that at the end, you will step down from these steps empty. The songwriter says, take the stage, take the what? The what? The mic. Is it not so? Take the stage and take what? The mic. If Jesus take the step and take the mic, that means as you are singing, Jesus has taken over you. You are exalting Jesus. This is my blood, my new covenant. Do this. Remember that I'm the only one that can break that evil covenant. That mistakes your forefathers made and has gone into an evil covenant with the goddess, with the wrong people. I am Jesus. I will break the covenant. You're looking for wisdom. Two of the disciples left the way and they were saying, Jesus has died. What are we waiting for? Let us go to somewhere. He went to them. He walked with them. They never knew them. They never knew him. They couldn't recognize him. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will never walk with Jesus and never recognize Jesus. I pray and I declare upon your life that you will never save Jesus and never recognize Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus for you and me that you will never save Jesus and doesn't know who Jesus is and cannot recognize Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The two disciples went their way and they saw the same Jesus and they were telling Jesus, are you not aware what is happening in the town? Is it not what Bible records? He said, what are you discussing? He said, what are you asking? Are you not aware of what is happening in town? And this is the person that has caused the signs and the wonders that happen in town. They didn't know. And yet, this is the man. They walked with him 3.5 years. They never recognized him. You're looking for wisdom. You're looking for quick understanding. When you break the word of God, if my word abide in you, when you break the word of God, which is the bread of life, it will open your understanding. It will open the eyes of your... and you'll become wiser. This is the only way Jesus can make you proud. This is the only rights you can say, I am the Son of God. I believe in Jesus. I'm a co-heir of Jesus, of the kingdom. You can never be a co-heir by just saying it. If you don't know the senior brother, the real heir of the kingdom, you can never. Seek more of Jesus. How will you seek more of Jesus? Spread his name all over. Sing a song that says, in my generation, I'll praise your name. Sorry, that is how I sing. I sing in my generation.
Shall praise.
Make a determination for revival. Spread his word. Tell somebody about him. Tell others he's real. Tell someone that he can heal.
Shall praise your name.
Children, don't ask me
Why is she preaching this kind of message this first day of the month? I think it should be good words of blessing that can carry me. When I was praying for this message, he told me, go and preach my name. I said, how am I going to preach it? When I came up this stage, I did not come to bless anybody. But I just discovered that it launched me into blessing. And that blessing shall be what? Permanent. Yes. That blessing, I did not come with it. Even when I stood up from my seat, I did not stand up to come and declare those blessings. Never. But he wanted to bless his people first. Because that should be your desire for the month. And that is what he should do for you for the month. He has blessed you, and that blessing remains permanent. That blessing will manifest in your life. You will testify this month. But this is what he wants us to do. Rededicate yourself to Jesus. Know more about him. Understand him. Don't walk with him without recognizing him. He's ready to break any covenant if you can recognize him. Return to him with all your heart. That is what he needs this month. No one enter into his presence. How can you go to a place and you don't know the person you're going to meet? No one enter into his presence without knowing him. Before you kneel by in your house, if you pray, know whom you want to talk to. When you come to church, know whom you want to meet. And take note that the first person you will meet is Jesus. That through him, you see the Father. That is why we say, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper.
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
He said, I am the true vine. I am the bread of life. What do you want? How will you get the bread of life when you don't know the owner of the bread? I am a good shepherd, and you're looking for protection. He said, but the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to do what? Destroy. He said, but they have come to give you life, and what? More abundantly. You're praying, Father, preserve my life. Preserve the church. Do you know the one that has the true life and can give you more abundantly? You see, the song we sing does not really... That song is not mainly for sinners. That song is for anybody called Christian. Muslim prayed 5 times a day. And I noticed one of us went for his youth service in North. And he just, anytime Muslim is praying, he said, Mama, I'm joining them. As they pray to Muhammad, I'm praying to who? Jesus. He said, Mama, prayer, they walk. Say, Mama, I can see why those people are prospering. I can see why those people are excelling. Their prayer is working for them. Jesus started in prayer and ended in prayer. Do you resemble him? He said, tell my people my name. That this month is by my name. Doors will be opened. He said, tell them that by my name, miracle will be done. Because all authority has been given to me, but my people don't know me, and they don't know who I am. Tell my people they should seek my name. Can you see him as a sacrificial lamb?
Because you cannot go into the throne of grace. You cannot meet the Father without recognizing the sacrificial lamb, the blood that covers. The blood that does what? Covers.
Yeshua, when we call you, you will answer. Yeshua, when we call you, you deliver. There's no name,
no name. Yeshua,
no name Yeshua, greater Yeshua than yours.
Yeshua means salvation. For my people to be saved from this famine, for my people to be saved from this inflation, how do you call it? Inflation, Abby? Say, let them know my name. I'm the bread of life. I can feed them. This month of March, can you lay emphasis on the name of Jesus? The name that conquers Satan. The name that when it's mentioned, every knee bow. There's no name. Ah,
no, no name, name greater than yours.
I can tell you that is the name. When you are arrested and taken to the court, evil satanic court, witchcraft, whichever court you'll be taken to, Christ in me, the hope of all glory. What is in me is greater than what is in the world. When you carry much of Christ, when you carry much of Jesus, immediately you appear, whether by soul or by how, or by name or whatever, the name of Jesus stands up, because in you, you carry Jesus. When he gives us bread, he said, this is my body broken for you. He said, this is my blood shed for you. When once you take communion, you carry who? Jesus. Do this in remembrance of me. He said, awake him that slumber, that sleepeth. Ephesians, what? Awake him that sleepeth. Arise him that is dead. For Christ will do what? Show you the way, give you light. Media, Ephesians 5. 5 what? He said, Wherefore he said, Jesus said, awake thou that does what? Arise from the dead, that who will give you light? Do you know what is called light? Light is what takes away darkness. Light is when light come. Light is your good health that take away ill health. Light is poverty. Light is prosperity that takes away what? Poverty. Light is success that takes away what? Failure. Light is greatness that takes away limitation. That is light. Carry Jesus. Tell your neighbor, seek for Jesus. Recognize his name from today. Search the scripture and know exactly who he is. Ask the Father, you want to know more about Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit, you want to know more about Jesus. Jesus is no more a child in a manger. No. He said, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is what? Given. The day he died on the cross, he became a gift to us. So you have the right to own him. The day he died on the cross and resurrected, he surrendered himself to us. He said, I offer myself as a gift.
By his spirit, the spirit of God, the spirit of Christ, that God will give to you, will teach you his word in Jesus' name. If you receive, if you can stand and seek him, and this spirit is ushered into you, he will show you the right way, the right path. In this month of March, just mention the name Jesus. You see it work out for you. Just mention the name Jesus. It will work out for you. And Jesus is knocking. Can you hear him? He's always around. He's always around. He will give you a dimension of light. The light that will give you victory. The light that will take you to a higher height. The light that will order your steps. Media, give us Jeremiah 21 verse 29. Can we be on our feet? Jeremiah 21, 29. 27, sorry. Jeremiah 29, 21 verse 27. Can you be on our feet? Remember, for Jesus said, God said, God told Balaam, this don't cause this one, for they are... See yourself as a blessed of the Lord. How did he bless you? Number one, he gave you Jesus. If you have the Holy Spirit and you don't have Jesus, you don't have the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said, I go away that I may do what? Send. Listen to that word. I will send another me. That's what he meant. I will send another comforter. Media verse 27.
Yeshua, when we call you will answer.
Okay. Where you have overturn until it comes to the right in 21. Is it 21 or sing?
Yes, no name.
No name.
No name greater than yours.
Amen. You will notice one thing. You look for where you have overturn three times. Overturn three times. Look for that scripture. If anything happened, I want to show you how important the name of Jesus is in your life as far as you are a Christian. If anything happened, if you are a Christian and you know how to speak in tongues, if a sudden happening takes place, who do you call first? Is that so? That is how Jesus is in your life. How do you sing it? Have Jesus in my... How do you sing it?
For his glory, I'm on fire every day. And nothing can stop me, doesn't matter what I face. I am getting bigger every day. Every day. I have Jesus in
I'm getting bigger every day.
Jesus will enlarge you. Carry Jesus.
Bigger every day. No limitations. We're getting over.
I'm getting bigger every day.
Carry Jesus. He will enlarge you. He said, I should come and introduce his name. That is the only thing you need. In this time, If you have not received him as your Lord and Savior, please can you lift up your hands? If seeking for people that has received him as his Lord and Savior, if you have not, lift up your hands and say, Jesus, I receive you today. Unto us a child is born, but a son was given, and he was given the day he rose from dead. He died. You can own him. You can have him. You can have him. You can have him. You can have him. There are some places they say don't mention the name of Jesus. They understand the name more than you. That is why they say don't mention it. They know that the name of Jesus is powerful. They know that the name of Jesus breaks cedar. They know that the name of Jesus opens doors. How rich do you have him? You can have him through his words. Open your mouth and pray. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. He said, call me in the days of trouble. I will answer you. He's here. He's here. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. Take over me. Take over me. In this month, remember you are blessed. You are blessed of the Lord. He has blessed you. So all you do as you are leaving the house, live with Jesus. Let his name be sharp in your mouth, in the dream. Wherever you go to, just receive his name tonight. Receive his name tonight. And every day in this month of March, his name, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. Remember, the name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous receive it. How I wish you can believe the name of Jesus. How I believe, I wish you will live in the name of Jesus. But I lift the name of Jesus Christ tonight for you. That you receive him and go back with him. That you declare this name wherever you go to. That you declare this name to wherever you go to. That closed door will be open if you declare. That sickness will quit at the mention of his name. That this name will work for you. That is the name that worked for me. That is the name that has been working for the church. That is the name that has been working for the whole world. It is for all. It is for all. Learn more about this name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus was appointed by the Father. Jesus was appointed by the Father for this cause. And what is the cause? Read what is on the board. 1, 2, go. Until he comes to my right. Because Jesus has given me life, I must do what? Jesus has given me money, I must not be poor, I must have. Jesus has given me success, I must live a successful. So whatsoever stopped me from being blessed with the name of Jesus I carry, tonight there's gonna be an overturning. Yes. As he entered the temple in Jerusalem, and saw that the house of God has been turned to the things of thieves. And the Bible said he take a cord and make a whip. And he wiped them out. And the Bible recorded that he overturned their tables. So you're going to open your mouth and pray and say, God, overturn. Overturn whatsoever is my hindrances. Can you open your mouth and pray? That in, I declare, I carry the name of Jesus. That Jesus that did it before, I overturn. I overturn this statement. This language has been speaking against my life. This altar that has been speaking against the church. Against me saving God, that I can never save God. That the will of God will not be perfected. Open your mouth and say, Father, overturn. My right must come to me. I overturn. Jesus overturns. Overturn sickness. Let me be in good health. Open your mouth and pray. Everybody, open your mouth and pray. Father, overturn. The condition of this country, Father, overturn. The high cost of things, Father, overturn. For I carry Jesus. I carry Jesus. Pray it in the name of Jesus. I overturn. In the month of March, whatsoever has been programmed into the month of March that is not of God, I overturn. It shall not stand, neither shall it come to me. Whatsoever has been programmed into this semester for me that is not according to the will of God, I overturn. Overturn them. In your lodge, overturn. In your family, overturn. Tell Jesus, I have you, overturn for me. Shall receive. Seek and he shall find. Knock and he shall be opened. That is what your master said. Ask now. The children of Chapel of Praise are blessed. So we overturn every curse upon the life of children of Chapel of Praise. Our family members, we overturn every curse. And we receive our blessings. We receive our breakthrough. Knock and it shall be opened. Overturn. Say no. Say no. You're going to be anointed with the name of Jesus as a mark. I carry the mark of the blood of Jesus. I carry the mark of Jesus. Paul says, let no man trouble me. You're going to be anointed. You cannot be anointed with a curse upon your life. Don't carry this anointing. Overturn that thing. Tell Jesus, overturn. As you overturn the tables in the temple, my body is the temple of God. I carry Jesus. I have Jesus. So Jesus, overturn. Whatsoever is in me that is not of you, overturn. Wherever it was deposited, overturn. Be it a character, be it a lifestyle that will bring shame to my life, take it away. I overturn. I reject. As I'm going to be anointed with the name of Jesus, the mark Jesus, I'm going back with Jesus. Overturn. Overturn the devil that knows people that exchange destinies, the devil of destiny changers, the devils of destiny changers. Overturn their tables, scatter their tables. Those that exchange destinies, every spell that exchange destinies, the blessings of God, someone will just come and take it away. Father, overturn their tables wherever they are gathered, scatter them. Going back with Jesus, I will be enlarged in this month of March. I carry Jesus, I will grow bigger and bigger because I am blessed. I am the blessed of and have it. Declare it and have it. Even though you'll be having the pains, declare that you are healed. Even though your bank account is empty, declare that you are rich. Reject the poverty. Reject the sickness. Reject the bad name.
reject everything. Come and carry Jesus. As you go back declaring the name, doors will be opened. Favor will come your way. Grace will be more than enough for you. When you mention it, will increase your faith. Don't trust in me to move. Tell Jesus, I'm coming out. I want to receive your name. Your name, your name, your name. So every other name in me must bow. Every other name that is not of you, O Lord, whatsoever you have not planted in me, must be uprooted. In this month of March, I am blessed of the Lord. Causes, emotion, affliction, whatever that is not of God has been taken away from me. I am the blessed of the Lord. The church is blessed of the Lord. Ushers, ushers, as they are praying and they are coming, come prayerfully. Come, that you are coming to carry Jesus. So whatsoever name that has been speaking in your life that is not in line with the name of Jesus,
there is power in the name of Jesus.
Coming to be anointed. It is a mark of the blood of Jesus upon your life. The God said I should come and introduce the name of his son to you. That is how you will have breakthrough. You will have success. That you should seek to know him better. Continue to pray, don't sing. What will be your prayer? Father of Aton, whatsoever name that is in my life does not bring glory to your name, that is about to bring shame into my life, let as I receive this oil, this anointing, this mark of the blood of Jesus, let such other names fail. Let such other names leave me. Any name that is planning to bring shame, demotion, limitation, sickness, or whatever, pray. Let only the backup sing the song. Even if you're still remember you are blessed of the Lord. Even if you're still feeling the pains, if you're sick, declare yourself that you are healed. Every other name fade away. Every other name fade away. It's only the name of Jesus stands in you. Pray, pray as you receive.
There is power in the name. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, break every, break every. Oh, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Oh, break every chain. So break every chain. Break every. Break every. Break every. Break every chain. Break every.
Break every chain.
There is power in your name. As we lift a voice to say,
as we lift a voice to say,
it's you that we see,
it's you that I see,
it's you that I see. So there is power in your name,
there is power in your name.
Oh, miracles happen in your name. As we lift, as we lift a voice and say,
as we lift a voice and
say, it's you
that I see,
it's you
that I see.
Yeah, you are big, bigger than the biggest. You are strong, stronger than the strongest. You are high,
higher than the highest.
You are great.
You are greater than the greatest.
Oh, you are big.
You are big, bigger than the biggest.
You are great.
You are greater, greater than the greatest.
You are strong.
Stronger than the strongest.
You are
higher, higher than the highest.
Oh, say Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. Oh Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh Jesus. There is power in His name. Oh,
miracles happen in Your name.
As we lift a voice and say,
as we lift a voice and say,
yes, You,
it's You that I see.
Yes, You,
it's You that I see.
There is power in Your name. Miracles happen in Your name.
Miracles happen in Your name.
As we lift a voice, yes, You that we see.
You that we see.
You are. You are big, bigger than the biggest.
You are strong.
Strong.
You were stronger, stronger than the strongest.
You were higher,
higher than the highest.
are big,
bigger than the big.
You are strong,
stronger than the strong.
You are high,
higher than the high.
You are great. You are
big, bigger than the big.
You are strong,
stronger than the strong.
You are high.
The month of March, I carry
you. You are strong.
The month of March, I carry Jesus. I carry Jesus. The month of March, I carry Jesus. The month of March, I am blessed and I carry Jesus. The name of Jesus, I carry Jesus. It working for me. It is working. It is working. The name of Jesus is working. The name of Jesus is working for me. He's working for me.
You are big.
You are big. Bigger than a big.
You are strong.
You are strong. Stronger than a strong.
You are high.
You are high. Jesus.
You are great.
You are great. Greater than a great.
You are big.
You are big. Bigger than a big.
You are strong.
You are strong. Stronger than a strong.
You are high.
Can you lift up your hands? Can you wave?
Jesus.
Oh, oh.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
In my name, if you believe, he shall cast out devils. He shall eat deadly things and he shall not hurt you. He shall lay hands on the sick and he shall be healed. He shall pick up serpents in whose name, in the name of Jesus. That is what he has given to his church. Paul carried wounds. But when him and Silas were singing, as Chapel of Praise will be praising God throughout the month of March, the gatekeeper and the keeper of your prison will bow down and clean your wounds. Him that held you captive will be your servant. Him that has been torturing you because of the word of Jesus in your life will be your servant. Him that closes the door against you will be your gatekeeper. Him that has been taking your rights will beg you to eat. Him that has been afflicting you will come to your the name of Jesus in your life for safety. In the name of Jesus. Can someone shout, overturn? Overturn! Overturn! Because you carry the name of Jesus. Whatsoever you declare in that name, you shall receive in the name of Jesus. He will answer you speedily in the name of Jesus. Wave your hand and tell Jesus thank you. Carry your empty pot, call him, food will come. Carry your bank account and say, I need my school fees will come. The name of Jesus. Go and learn more about him. Go and seek us the Spirit of God to teach you more about him, and he will direct you in the name of Jesus. We are going to give. It is done in Jesus' mighty name. We are going to dance, a praise dance for Jesus. A victory dance for Jesus.